For the recording, this is a meditation during our second lockdown and the day after Remembrance Sunday in 2020. And the first week of a new American president. So there is so much going on out there in the world at the moment. So my invitation is to take three deliberate breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, and allow yourself in those three breaths just to notice and let yourself think what you think and feel what you feel. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. And in times where things are difficult, for me it's really important to start where you are, to feel how you feel, to think what you think, and allow that to be present and absolutely to breathe into what it is that you do feel and do think. For me, this is not about a fight. It's about bringing compassion, understanding, and also some kind of intention or determination to be present in whatever situation we are in. And so we breathe into the situation of lockdown. Whatever that means for you, and whatever deprivation that is bringing you, I invite you to take three deliberate breaths and just breathe into however you feel about that, whatever you're thinking about that. See if you can help yourself to stay present to whatever that feeling or thought is. Because in one sense we have no other choice other than to just disconnect . And the week has been interesting, having to wait so long for the American election results. One of my friends told me she was sort of sitting on the edge of her seat last Friday night, or whenever it was, whenever it started, Monday maybe. And I wondered if she'd actually drawn breath during the week. And for me, my intention with this whole process is to learn how to not disconnect from the outside world, nor disconnect from ourselves, but to find our own ground, to be able to keep on breathing through uncertainty, through loss, through loneliness, through pain, as well as the times when we have peace and joy and gratitude. So, again, using your body to help you connect, help you stay grounded? How do we stay grounded and also enlivened? So take your awareness to your feet on the floor. Allow yourself to notice the texture of the floor and the temperature of the floor. And dare to use your imagination, if you feel to create the sense of the roots. Or you can connect to the energy chakra that's about a meter down in the earth. Or allow yourself to find your own way or your own metaphor for grounding, for feeling safe, for having a place to stand that can take the buffeting of difficulty, of bad news, of difficult feelings. There was a beautiful tall tree up at university that I used to use as a teaching aid. And I used to say to the students that the tree does not have to try to stand up straight. It stands up straight by virtue of its roots going into the earth, drawing up food, and because the sap rises in the trunk and gives it strength. So we have the polarity of needing to go deep, but also to allow energy to rise, to be energized. So bring your attention from the place underneath your feet up through the legs. And at the moment, I just am finding myself drawn to that feeling of sap rising. But allow yourself your own metaphor. I'm paying attention to my thighs, my knees. My hips. And the bowl of my pelvis. So again, there's another area where it's a base for when we sit. And so many of us spend almost all our days at the moment sitting. So allow yourself to breathe into that base, feeling the sitting bones on the chair. Allowing the sense of the bowl of the pelvis to support your torso. Breathing into that support. Knowing whatever storms might be going on in your mind, you have that breath that's always available to you. Breathing into your body. Taking your awareness up through the torso, particularly into the lungs, particularly into the back. Being aware of your heart. If you feel to, you can always place a hand on your heart or anywhere else on your body where you need self-care. And particularly in this time of those of us who live alone being unable to have physical touch from other people. Be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to bring warmth, touch, intentional touch to your body. Breathing up into the throat. And again, just take time to notice how it feels. And those who are locked down in families or in couples, there's a different sort of challenge during this time. So for those of us who are alone, the challenge is that sense of isolation, of loneliness, of no touch, perhaps. And for those within families, there's that sense of intense being together in a way that we're not used to. And perhaps in terms of your throat chakra, there's a challenge to have to hold things in, hold your emotions in, hold in anger or frustration as we navigate this unknown path together. Whatever you feel in your throat chakra, see if you can breathe into it, soften, and find permission to be able to say what you need to say in a way that is not destructive to either you or others. And bring your attention up into your head. Behind the eyes, softening the mouth. For me, there's an acceptance of this ringing in my ears that again is not something I would like to be with. And yet I can breathe into that and manage that sensation. And just allow yourself to dwell in this incredible place of your brain. And whatever you encounter there, allow yourself to breathe through that. See if there's any way that you can intentionally bring kindness to your brain, to your thinking. And then see if you can allow your attention and awareness to expand above your head, beyond your head. Almost in the space of the old-fashioned halos. And again, notice whether what you feel in this place. Anything, compression, ease. When I work with people who've had whiplash, for me it's like feeling I've got to get through barbed wire to get to their necks. And we can really compress this area around the head with our thinking. So allowing yourself to invite a softening and expansion. And then see if you can take your awareness further. So what Zoom does is it does allow us to know that we can all connect wherever we are, which is a really special feeling. And you could just breathe into this next three breaths, a real wish for anyone who's dear to you, who's not with you? Whether you think of that as prayer, or energy, or intention. I really believe that these things have an effect. So allow yourself to connect to your support network. Allow yourself to be aware of the others in this group. That whether we think of them as support network or not, we truly have a way of supporting one another just by showing up and being present here. And certainly support me, and I'm grateful. And then gently bring your attention back from out of yourself, back into yourself. And in your own time, allow yourself to take your awareness back down through your head, your neck, your torso, your pelvis, your legs, your feet, and into the ground. And reconnect with the ground under your feet.